Miami ran out of magic and solutions in Game 4, unable to generate any easy offense and incapable of stopping Denver's multiple weapons. Down 3-1 in the series, Miami's season is now on the brink. We break down what went wrong on today's NBA Finals edition of Locked On
Heat. You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, the Heat came into this game trailing the series for the first time all playoffs, and they faced two very different outcomes. Win, obviously, you tie the series 2-2. You feel good about things going back to Denver, or lose both of these games at home and end up looking at a 3-1 deficit. Only one team has ever come back from being down 3-1 to win a championship, obviously the 2016 Cavaliers. I think that's where we have to start with this thing, David. Is there any chance that the Heat can come back from 3-1? Because that's the impossible task that they're looking at right now.
Mathematically, sure, but realistically, no. Miami has taken pride in their entire playoff run of mustering some kind of voodoo magic, whatever, you know, descriptor you want to use, and they just run into a team that's exceedingly better than they are. They're 3 points away, basically, from a sweep in the series, if you look at their narrow win in game two. And that being the case, you look at what Denver was able to do today, and every time Miami cut it to 5-6 late in the fourth quarter, Denver matched, stretching it out to 8, 9, 12, 15, and then finally what, you know, ended up being nearly a blowout that felt a lot worse than it actually was, perhaps. So I don't know that you can look at this Miami team that has struggled so much to shoot against Denver, with the exception of game two, that has such a hard time generating offense, that can't stop effectively the best player on the planet, Nikola Jokic. They have no solutions, no answers, no alternatives. So we're at this point right now. I was optimistic going into game three that Miami would muster some kind of that same magic. Again, that whatever quality that is so difficult to quantify that has helped them carry throughout this playoffs, they just don't have it against this series. And I think you just have to look at the talent discrepancy and the fact that Denver's playing incredibly great basketball right now.
They just have so many ways to win games, the Denver Nuggets, and the Heat don't. Like, you're talking about, like, magic and voodoo and stuff and, like, whatever, like, that gritty culture stuff. All those things that got the Heat this far just doesn't work against the Denver Nuggets, who are just as good at executing game plans. They've got the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic, and he didn't even have a great game tonight. 23 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists.
It wasn't about Jamal Murray. I think Miami's defense actually did a pretty solid job in challenging them and making things difficult. And then you would get back cut to death by Aaron Gordon. Bruce Brown came in the fourth quarter. Jeff Green slipped away for a three-pointer in a clutch situation there, where Miami seemed like they were building momentum. They have so many ways of killing Miami by 1,000 cuts. Mm-hmm. And Miami has, to your point, no way of responding. You're either shooting 50% or 45% from three, or you're having Nuclear Jimmy. Yeah. Nuclear Jimmy is a solution, and you have to credit Denver's defense.
Nuclear Jimmy doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming.
He was aggressive early in this one. He was aggressive all of game three, and he's just not able to finish around the rim. He is shying away from the basket every time Nikola Jokic is there, in a way that I find honestly surprising. But I think it also illustrates how much that ankle is bothering him. He feels like he doesn't have enough lift to get that. There was a play where Duncan Robinson got a steal in the second half, kicked it out to Jimmy Butler sprinting in transition, and what, 9 times out of 10 with Jimmy Butler, that's a dunk or an easy layup or something at the basket, no matter who's in front, in an and one. But he stopped short because Jokic got back on defense. The Nuggets, by the way, have done an awesome job getting back in transition all series long. And Jokic is there, and he just kind of stops short, puts 2 feet down, and kind of chucks up a shortbread, like, jumper that clanks the front of the rim. And I'm just like, what is going on with this guy? Obviously, the injuries are bothering him. Jokic and Murray combined for 30-point triple-doubles in Game 3. Historic, never happened in the league before, playoffs or regular season. That's how they win Game 3. Maybe the Heat try to overcorrect. I thought they did a really good job of bothering Nikola Jokic, specifically when Jokic was in the paint tonight. Bam Adebayo was phenomenal, I thought, defensively. But it didn't matter because you get 27 points from Aaron Gordon. You get 21 points from Bruce Brown, who scored 9 of Denver's final 12 points in this game. There was the key stretch in this one that I want to go to, where Nikola Jokic picks up his fifth foul.
Yeah.
2.5 minutes into the fourth quarter. He comes out. The Heat get the game to within five. Jimmy Butler hits it was like a layup or a jumper, gets to the free throw line. Bam had a couple of free throws. The Heat cut what was a 13-point deficit going into the fourth quarter to five. And at that point, like, that's it. This is your chance. Jokic on the bench for a prolonged period of time that was unplanned because of foul trouble. Can you even the game? Can you maybe even take the lead at that point? That was Miami's chance to basically steal this game, to win this game. By the time Jokic checks in, they're down nine.
Yeah. No. I mean, Jamal Murray responded right away, right after Jimmy Butler hit that free throw. 17 seconds later with a three-pointer. And then Aaron Gordon gets a layup. And from that point on, you're just slowly building, keeping Miami at arm's length, not letting them get any closer. Five was as close as it got. And then from that point, it just snowballed over and over again. A lot of great possessions from Denver, doing exactly what they wanted, getting the looks that they wanted, and Miami capable of stopping them. The size discrepancy, Eric Spoelstra made a point in his post-game press conference that he thought the size, particularly when Denver was on offense, was a little bit more overwhelming in game one. I have to disagree. I think there were a lot of possessions there where Aaron Gordon was being guarded by Gabe Vincent, you know, or Kyle Lowry, or you had Nikola Jokic switched onto these players, and that's just not enough. And you looked at – it's the same problems that Miami's had all season. They don't have the size. Kevin Love was fine tonight. Surprisingly, he didn't play a lot of minutes when I thought he might have been more effective, especially when he was shooting so well as he was.
Yeah. Back-to-back threes in the beginning of the third quarter to kind of, again, like every time the Nuggets started to pull away, Miami would do something. Like, they were down four at halftime, and I remember I was talking to you, and I'm like, this is kind of a miracle that they're only down four. But my thing was, like, if you're Denver in that first half, you had to feel like they were thoroughly outplaying Miami in that first half, and the Heat just happened to be 4 points down. And if you're the Heat, I think you could feel fortunate with, we didn't play that great. We're only 4 points down. We make a few shots in the second half. Maybe we can win this one. But this is—they've now shot less than 40% in three of the first four games. The one that they shot over 40%, obviously, game two is the one that they won. The Heat need to shoot 40% minimum to have a chance in this series. And like I said, they haven't really reached that watermark. But once in these finals, 32% tonight. We talked about after game three, like, what are the things that the Heat can, like, control a little bit more? The rebounding edge, points in the paint. Can you tighten that up and stuff? All right, well, they did. Points in the paint. The Nuggets had 48. The Heat had 46. They were outscoring the Nuggets in the paint in the first half. Basically, even there. Rebounding battle, they out-rebounded the Denver Nuggets tonight. After getting out-rebounded by 25 in game three, the Heat out-rebounded the Nuggets 37-34 in this one. The turnovers were a little off. I don't think there were some bad turnovers in this one, but for the most part, the Heat did the things that they wanted to do, and then the Nuggets were just like, all right, bet. Like, that's fine. We're just going to beat you in other ways. We're going to shoot 50% from three-point range. We're going to shoot – it was the first time the Nuggets have shot well from three-point range the entire series.
Yeah, for all the platitudes about Miami and Eric Spoelstra and everything else like that, he has been behind in all of the preparation for the series. Like in game
Spoelstra?
Yeah, I think so. I think they did something in game two to take away Nikola Jokic's passing. And then they went into game three with that same game plan and it didn't work. In game four, they did what they could have done in game three to stop that. And then eventually, again, Denver responded with Aaron Gordon, Bruce Brown, et cetera. And it just seemed like they're always behind.
Guess I would push back. It's not, it wasn't like a schematic Michael Malone thing.
Yeah, I don't
that
think
Bruce Brown and Aaron Gordon had a good game.
Yeah, yes. And at the same time,
what's he supposed to do?
I guess you're right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's not necessarily just Spoelstra, but
I actually thought he was pushing the right buttons in this game. Like, it was the right call to take Strus and Gabe Vincent out in the second half. He basically rode with six guys, really only five. Like, Kevin Love played some minutes in the second half, but then it was basically Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, Kyle Lowry with Bam and Jimmy for the most important moments of this game. And I thought that was the right call on his part. I thought the defense on Jokic was really good, and I thought they made some really – look, they were showing a little bit more aggressive help. They didn't want Jokic to become too much of a scorer and beat them. He didn't even have that many, like, assists in this one. What was it? 12, four assists in the game for him to three turnovers. Like, this was not a great Jokic game, and I credit a lot of what my – but that's what's so special about this Nuggets team is that Jokic can come out and not have a great, efficient night, and just somebody else is going to pop off.
Yeah, 0-for-7 from Gabe Vincent and Max Strus from three-point.
They've been very bad.
That has been the struggle right there. They were so good against the Boston Celtics.
Gabe was good in the first couple games of the series, and at home, it's not been great. Max Strus has been bad for all but basically the first quarter of game two. You brought this up before, like, do you start Duncan Robinson going forward? I don't know that Eric Spoelstra is going to do that. I am glad that he had a pretty quick hook on those guys in this game, and I think that's probably the mentality for game five in Denver.
Yeah, I don't know that there's another solution there. I think Duncan's fine.
He was awesome tonight.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was
attacking Jokic more than Jimmy Butler was.
Yeah, he seems a little bit more active off ball on offense, and he's getting his looks, and he's certainly making great plays as a playmaker, which, you know, again, is something that nobody's been prepared for. It's just – you need to get some scoring from somebody else.
His size has actually been helpful in this series. He's long, man. He's 6'7". He's bigger than Max Strus.
Yeah,
that doesn't get talked about.
He broke up a pass at one point. You got credited for a steal. Had some nice defensive plays. When he switched onto Gordon, it's not quite the mismatch as it is with somebody else. I think he's a little bit sturdier than Strus. Certainly, he's, you know, much stronger than Gabe Vincent. Those mismatches just killed Miami all night. And again, even in that regard, it's too little too late. And then you see, you know, again, Gordon cutting, getting those opportunities there. You stop Jokic for 15 seconds of the shot clock. Then he outlets it to Jamal Murray, dribbles, drives, can't get anything done. Next thing you know, there's Aaron Gordon for a baseline alley-oop dunk. You know, Bruce Brown wide open from the corner to knock down a three-pointer again.
They kind of do the Heat thing to the Heat, where it's just deep into the shot clock,
right,
relentless ball movement, just never giving up on a possession. And they're just going to – you could guard them well, like you said, for 18 seconds, and they're going to find an opening somewhere, back door. I thought the Heat did – I thought there was an emphasis tonight. And Bam said this after the game, on getting to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Where in game three, Jimmy and Bam are missing so many of those little restricted area – 4 or 5 foot shots, you know, and Spoelstra basically told Jimmy Bam, screw the 5 footers, stop with the floaters, touch fast, touch rim, get to the rim. And that was an emphasis of theirs. And you could tell for the beginning parts of this game that it was an emphasis because they were doing that. And yet, as the game went on, they're shying away from it. And we could talk about Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, Duggar, we could talk about all these guys all we want, but if you're not getting it from Jimmy and Bam, then it doesn't matter, right? Like Gabe Vincent, Max Strus bouncing back in game five, that's not winning you game five. And it's not going to be enough to win three straight games. If the Heat are going to do something that only one team in the history of the league has ever done, they need Jimmy Butler to go to some sort of cryotherapy chamber, just time machine, something like
LeBron James.
He needs to go to Germany and get whatever Kobe got done with the blood work or whatever.
I don't think they have enough time to get there back in time for Monday's game five. Look, Eric Spoelstra,
the Michelob Ultra check.
We should talk about Eric Spoelstra after the game, that they, you know, that expecting the team to respond, that process this, talking to reporters, saying to, you know, to reporters, the team's going to process. There's not going to be a lot of sleep in that locker room. You know, obviously, they're going to be.
I find that interesting. He said, "Do whatever you got to do, basically tonight,
yeah,
to shake it
yeah,
out."
Yeah.
So, like,
feel
go
like crap. Be terrible.
I think that's kind of what he was telling his guys. Like, hey, if you need to drink a couple bottles of wine, take a couple of bottles of Cabernet to the face, wake up hungover, get on the plane, get on the team plane. It leaves at noon.
We'll deal with it then. And then everything is about just getting back. These are his words. Getting back to the 305. This is what we want. We want to get back to the 305.
He didn't say we're going to get back on that bird. We didn't get the bird, but.
No,
we did get. We're getting back to the 305, and he looked maniacal at times during that answer.
Yeah, he's saying the same thing. It's like, you know, we relish having our backs against the wall. We relish being in these situations.
Our guys love competition.
Yeah, we love
bingo
competition.
Bingo card. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the same things that we've heard from him all season long. I don't know. I mean, it sounds great. It feels
obviously, you got to win game five.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So. The Heat have not won the only. The only game the Heat have won this entire series was in Denver. So
win game five, you can bring it back here in game six. Hope for another miracle.
Well, that would be it.
In game seven,
but in game. Well, I want to let's talk about that path a little bit. Just like how If it were, well, I mean, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
But if it were to happen, how would it happen? Well, okay, you feel a little bit more comfortable in Denver than you do in Miami for whatever reason. That was where you won your only game in the series was in Denver in game two. So you go into Denver, you get maybe the Nuggets feeling themselves a little bit, and maybe they let up. Obviously, the Heat, this is a must win. Their backs against the wall. We've seen this time and time again, right?
Sure.
Where the team with their real backs against the wall, for real, is the team that bounces back.
You could argue this was their backs against the wall.
But we said this again in the Boston series, right? Well, you can't really let this thing get to game seven. You can't really, you know.
They went in there, punched Boston in the mouth in game seven.
So I think, you know, you go to Denver, maybe the Nuggets let up a little bit naturally, and you win that one in Denver. You come back in Miami, and that at that point, it's at home. But you got to win one game at home in this series, right? Like, that would be your last chance in game six.
It was their strength for so much of the postseason, and yet now they've lost four straight at home.
It's almost like they're due. So that's how you win game six?
Yeah.
And then it's game seven, and anything can happen. I mean, that would be – in game seven, the Nuggets, new to the NBA Finals stage, you know, they're –
the pressure shifting onto them.
Yeah, man. Maybe they get a little tight. The Heat have nothing but
– I don't think either of us are saying that it's, again – realistic or likely to happen.
It's not going to happen, but that is, if it were to happen, that's how it would happen. That's all I'm saying.
It has to. I mean, the alternative, and I think it's a much more realistic one, is if they go there Monday in game five and Denver blows them out there, just, you know, because they're the better team. Because
I mean, that much has been, if we've learned anything through the first four games, it's that this whole grit, perseverance, working hard.
It can only carry you so far when you meet up against this.
And nobody thought it would get them this far. Nobody thought it would get them to the NBA Finals. The fact that it got them this far is such a testament to what this team has done. I don't know. I think if the Heat were to somehow win this series, man, it would be one of the great championships of all time in sports history. Okay? I don't even think that's hyperbole. But if you do lose, I don't know how – like, obviously you'd be upset if you were a Heat fan. But, like, how upset can you really be?
Well, let's save that for after the series is over. You're right. I agree with you 100%. And at the same time, I'm not willing to not even put the nail in the coffin because I think Denver did a pretty good job of that today. But, I mean, I'm not going to bury them
you can't bury this team. That I am not doing. So you're right. Even in this game, they started to come back, right? Like, every time it felt like the Nuggets pulled away, the Heat clawed back over and over and over until the very end where they just didn't have anything left. And that's just what I keep coming back to is I just don't know what this team has left. Jimmy Butler with the ankle. Bam out of bio to work so hard.
Yeah.
How many minutes did Bam play tonight? 44. Jimmy played 45, 45 and a half.
They haven't been able to have like a comfortable margin of like being in the lead for any comfortable stretch of time. Like they were up 5-0 in game three and that, you know, that didn't matter for anything. You know, it's just their offense has been so difficult for them to generate points against Denver. And then Denver conversely just can do it in so many different ways. Like who expected Bruce Brown to have the monster fourth quarter, the monster game that he did? Aaron Gordon wound up shooting from three. Like what he hit his first
three. Or four.
Yeah. He hit his first three. He was just so good. And again, he gets a little confident. Next thing you know, he feels so much better and he can take advantage of those physical gifts to dominate a smaller Miami front line.
I mean, it was those two guys. It was Christian Brown in game three with the 15 points off the bench. It's just they always have somebody. And that was the Heat's thing for the entire Eastern Conference. It was Caleb Martin turning into Michael Jordan in the Eastern Conference Finals and all these things. And they just haven't really gotten that. So the other, like, first of all, the Heat need to shoot better. But for the first time in this series, I thought Denver actually – this was the best defensive game I thought the Nuggets have played all series too. Like those shots that they were getting, like Miami, three-fourths of the shots that they're getting from three-point range were basically open to wide-open shots in the first three games. And in game four, I mean, I haven't looked at the tracking data, but just watching this thing, I was like, hey, no, these shots are contested now. Like they're making it really hard. And the fact that they only got 25 three-point attempts up speaks to that. Right, because it's been 30 plus for almost or around 30 every game in the series until this one. So the Nuggets are getting better as the series goes on. They're figuring things out more. They're scheming and executing better. Where it's just like the Heat are just like
hoping for a miracle.
They're hoping for a miracle, and this is what it would be. It would be a miracle. And the difference between this 3-1 deficit and the one that LeBron and those Cavs came back from against those Warriors. And it's just sort of what I was watching for as this game went on was, is there something that Miami could poke at? Because the thing that changed the Cavaliers series was they left game four down 3-1 to the Warriors and felt like, okay, if we just do the pick and roll, LeBron Kyrie pick and roll for four straight games, we think we could beat these Warriors. They're small. We think we could pin Steph under the basket, get him switched onto LeBron. That's our formula. And it worked, obviously. And that LeBron Kyrie pick and roll is unstoppable. I don't know what that is. What's that version for the Miami Heat? I thought one of the – obviously trying to get to the rim, I think they thought the backdoor cut was an opportunity for them. They went to a lot of that. When Jokic kind of steps up to Bam or Jimmy, they thought that, you know, somebody cutting backdoor was there. You've got that side pick and roll with Jimmy, that Bam kind of comes along the other side of the baseline and flares up, and Jimmy pops it to him, and then Bam gets into that in-rhythm, like, 10-foot floater. Like, but that's stuff that we've seen over and over again. It's the stuff that the Heat like. But it's stuff that, like, they get a couple of possessions where it works, and then the Nuggets snuff it out. You know what I mean? So I don't know what their version of the LeBron-Kyrie pick and roll is for this series. Like, what's the thing that can get them a win or string together multiple wins?
I don't know. I don't know that they have one. I don't – a lineup change of some kind. I know it sounds ridiculous.
You want to put in Nikola Jovic? I mean, no, he's a positive in the series.
Yeah, I still think, you know, and I've said it before.
It's a joke.
Haywood Highsmith. I would start him for Max Strus, maybe. Like, you're going to give up, what, the threat of a three-pointer? It's not like Max is knocking him down either.
I liked
– And at least he's a bigger body that can guard Murray. He can switch on to Gordon. He's not going to get back cut to death.
I respect your commitment to the Highsmith.
It's not just – I know it seems
like – You're not winning four straight games by starting Haywood Highsmith.
Okay, no. You wouldn't go to that well too often, but I think you make that change at least in one game. Like, he's not even playing.
Well, I liked the they played 3 seconds tonight.
Okay. I mean, look.
I actually like the lineup that they got to with, was it Lowry, Caleb, Jimmy, Kevin Love, and Bam. I would consider that.
So substituting.
So you take Gabe out. Or you Gabe take Gabe and Max out.
Put Lowry and Duncan to start.
And then maybe it's, you know, a couple of first half Cody Zeller minutes.
It's a starting lineup. You know?
It's big.
Yeah.
It can shoot. You know,
Lowry
and Caleb have been much better than Vincent and
Lowry switches when he gets caught. He's gonna either foul, flop, or do something to, you know.
And he could, in between Kevin Love and Kyle Lowry, maybe they could steal you some kick ahead outlet pass points in the first half, build some momentum that way. You know, you could try to start Duncan Robinson over Max Strus. That would be sort of the most like for like type of switch where Duncan has just been playing better than Max Strus all series long. So maybe it's an opportunity to do that.
I think Max would have to request it.
I don't know if you'd have to request it. I mean, Spo's got enough.
That's fine. I think maybe, and at the same thing, you'd have to have like a conversation and say, look, you know, do whatever you have to do. Like, you know, like, if not, it's not requested at the very least, and it doesn't necessarily work out this way. Maybe I'm dead wrong here, but I feel like we talked about this after game three. If you bench Max, it's too much of a blow to the ego when you're probably going to need him at some point. And maybe that's not even realistic now that you're down 3-1. But at least have this conversation and give Max the opportunity to say, you know what, you have to do what's right for the team, and I accept that role, just as I have all season. Yeah. I think Max as a starter is better than Max coming off the bench. And maybe you take that choice away from him. Who knows?
I mean, he had some bad defensive possessions for the first time in this series.
Yeah, for people asking, Tyler Hero's still not cleared. And yeah. I don't know. Again,
it's worth bringing up.
I don't know that game five in a closeout must-win game is the best opportunity to throw him out. Maybe it is literally
the best time to put him out there.
But he's not been cleared. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe in the next 3 days that could change. But for now, no further update.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Tyler Hero comes back. Game five in Denver.
I cannot.
Is the shot maker that the Heat desperately have been missing and need. Steals the game in Denver with some crazy 27-point performance.
I'd love that to be the case.
The Heat come back.
I'd love that to be the case.
I mean, we can live in that dream world. We got 2 days to live in that dream world.
They're not prepared for, you know, maybe he's an added wrinkle to the offense. Maybe he can get a – he's a bucket getter.
Yes, he is.
Screw it. Fuck it. Let's do it. Why not?
Well, he's got to be cleared to play medically.
Clear
him. He's
out there.
Just clear him.
That's clear. I can do it.
You just did. It sounds like
he's ready to go. Put him in a starting lineup.
I don't know. My takeaway, we can end on this, just sort of takeaways. The Denver Nuggets are a really good basketball team. I love how they play basketball.
Nope, I will not go there. Too soon for that. Too soon for that.
They deserve to be up 3-1.
That's fair.
There is no, there's, if, look, you could point to some of the things that Miami has not done well. The three-point shooting, Jimmy being hobbled, maybe Jimmy and Bam not being as aggressive as they have to be again in the room, all these things. But you've got to start with the credit to the Denver Nuggets. They are forcing the Heat into this corner. The Heat did not put themselves in this corner. All playoffs long, we said, the Heat will not beat themselves. You have to kill them to beat them. And through the first four games, that's what the Nuggets have done. Like, the Heat have not beat themselves. The Nuggets have come in three of these four games and handled their business, were flatly the better team, and found different ways after different way to beat the Heat. And you've got to credit them for that.
No, I agree with you, and I don't want to say that. That's not what our listeners and fans want.
I don't care. Like, what are you talking? Well, first of all, I disagree with that.
No.
Would you rather the Heat get to the finals and beat themselves or just get beat?
No. Again, I agree with you. I just don't think I'm at a point where I want to say this right now.
All I said was the first four games. I did not say that. I didn't crown anybody. I just said the first four games, that's what the Denver Nuggets have done. That's all I did. I didn't crown anybody. Nothing's over. Tyler Hero's going to come back game five, 27 points. It's a whole new ballgame.
Stay tuned. It's going to be, we're calling it right here.
That's our prediction. All right. Game five is Monday night in Denver. I think we're going to try to get together with the Locked On Nuggets guys. That was initially the plan. We'll see how that goes. I like Adam. I'm not sure I could talk to Matt right now.
No. He's. I sit like three chairs over from him, and he is just – every time there's a foul call in Miami's favor, he throws up his hands, and then there's a series of tweets about Miami and the grifting and the constant grifting. There was that one fifth foul. The fifth foul on Jokic that had Nuggets Twitter ablaze, and then they wound up winning by a huge margin. He would be Jokic out of
the game. How do you not pick up a sixth foul on that?
Yeah, that's we could talk about that, but there's no.
I mean, I don't think he deserved to pick up a sixth foul at any point.
He did deserve the fifth foul, though. I think.
The fifth foul.
I think Bam sold it a little bit, but you know what? Jokic is a big.
But that's how
the playoffs is armed around.
I mean, the Heat have to sell stuff. I don't. If you're a Heat fan, you can't tell me that this team doesn't flop. They do. Kyle Lowry, Bam, Gabe. These guys. These guys sell calls, but they have to, and they're good at it. So sorry, Kevin Love.
Keep it going. Take that charge.
This is how you overcome talent deficits. This is how you do it. They're the best team in the league at it. All right, that'll do it for us today. Thanks so much for making Locked On Heat your first listen every day. Thanks for hanging out with us for this bonus episode after Game 4 of the Finals. Like I said, we'll be back on Monday with a more in-depth look ahead with what could look. Maybe we'll see if it's a crossover. You and I will be back at some point.
We'll be back
on Monday. It depends. What do we have guests? We'll see. And we'll do that in advance of Monday night's Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Hopefully we'll have some clarity on Tyler Hero by then. Hopefully we'll, I don't know. I'm going to have a drink this weekend. What are you going to do to get over this, David? How about that? I want to hear that.
Oh, God. I'm not. There's nothing I can do. I'll have some party favors of some kind. But
I'm going to go home. I'm going to have a couple of beers. There's a cigar with my name on it. For tomorrow.
That's a celebratory night, right?
Nope. Cigars are great for when you're sad.
Yeah.
They're better when you're happy.
Yeah, that's
all right, that'll do it for us today.